Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Six by Robert White, narrated by Nicholas Cam. Chapter 1. Henry Stott was first committed to a secure hospital aged 17. At his last sectioning hearing, just after his 27th birthday, he had been described by one psychiatrist as untreatable. This, however, was not the opinion of all professionals. Even though his predisposition for psychotic outbursts, sexual deviances, and violence did pose a threat to the public, some considered him manageable. Others within the medical profession believed that if the correct doses of medication could be issued, and Henry could be relied upon to take them, Stott could be considered a case for discharge. Releasing Stott was akin to opening the gates of Hades and liberating the devil himself. Henry had grown up to be an unremarkable man. That in itself was not surprising, as he had been an unexceptional child. His school reports had delivered little to provide his widowed mother with anything to brag about when chatting with the neighbours. His IQ may have been off the scale, but Henry couldn't tie his shoelaces. He was, though, a good child. Henry never got into trouble and was always polite, well turned out and kind. He'd been stout. His mother had described him as big-boned. His peers called him Porky. Henry's weirdness and bulk had ensured he had few friends at school, and that had held firm into his adult life. He had put his lack of solid acquaintances with boys down to the fact he was poor at sport. That was an understatement. Henry was truly awful and walked with an unusual rolling gait. His deficiency in female associates, though, was due to his total lack of social skills. That and his tendency to stare at pubescent girls and touch himself intimately. However, Henry was always clever enough to do this when the teachers were otherwise engaged. Yes, Henry was always described as a good child. He had moved to the 2-up-2-down terrace off St. George's Road, Preston, 1 year and 1 month ago to the day. Henry liked his house, liked Preston, and loved his job with Pitt's funeral home. He knew that the troublesome kids that lived in his road had given him the name Dirty Henry, but this was uncalled for, as Henry was anything but. His house was a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?